Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Lucy Hickmott.
It's Wednesday, the 22nd of January. Coming up, man in court charged with murdering partner.
Flowers and tributes to her have been left outside the property. One of them reads, "Miss you so much, can't believe it."
Plan to fix railway tracks damaged in landslip.
We're going to do this work as fast as we can. At the moment, we're aiming for the end of March. If we can do it sooner, we will.
And events to mark 125 years of National Trust.
This year, we'll be really celebrating that by doing lots of additional conservation work.
Kent Online News.
A man's expected to go on trial in the summer, accused of murdering his partner in Medway. Ish has the details.
Well, Benjamin Bowler has appeared at Maidstone Crown Court via video link from HMP Elmley. He's been charged with murder after the body of 39-year-old Kelly Price was found at their home on Richmond Road in Gillingham last Thursday evening. Flowers and tributes to her have been left outside the property. One of them reads, "Miss you so much, can't believe it." While another says, "Kelly, you got taken too soon, RIP." During the hearing earlier, 40-year-old Bowler spoke only to confirm his identity, date of birth and nationality. He's due to enter a plea at the end of next month and a provisional trial date has been set for July.
Kent Online reports.
Elsewhere today, a rival company has stepped in to offer jobs to workers at a Kent factory threatened with closure. We told you earlier this month how bosses had told around 300 staff at Antolin Interiors in Hartlepool near Sittingbourne their positions might be at risk. Now, Essex-based car engineering firm SG Technologies have said they have vacancies. A burglar who attacked an elderly man at a Kent hotel, leaving him with life-changing injuries, has been jailed. 72-year-old Michael Stainer was headbutted and repeatedly punched at the Grand in Folkestone in January 2018 as he tried to stop Roy Scott from stealing alcohol. The 37-year-old, who doesn't have a permanent address, has been sentenced to just over 3 years in prison. A man's appeared in court following a crash in Hawkhurst which killed a father of four. A motorcyclist died after the bike he was riding collided with a Range Rover in the High Street in September 2018. A 73-year-old from Sevenoaks is accused of causing death by careless or inconsiderate driving. He's due at Crown Court next month. Now, engineers say it could take another 2 months to reopen a railway line in Kent after a landslip left train tracks dangling in midair. Heavy rainfall just before Christmas caused a huge gap to open up between Godstone and Edenbridge on the Redhill-Tunbridge route. 40,000 tonnes of stone is going to be brought in to rebuild the embankment and stop any future collapses. Andrew Haynes is the chief exec of Network Rail.
We're going to do this work as fast as we can. At the moment, we're aiming for the end of March. If we can do it sooner, we will. We're mobilising all the resources we can, but it is a complicated job. It's a massive site. It's one of the worst sites I've seen in my time. It's the steepness of the embankment. It's the river running through it. You've got an adjacent railway line. And it's the access off the fields, and of course everything is waterlocked. We've seen four times as much rain in the last two or three months as we would normally expect in the winter time. So just getting access alone has involved 2,000 tons of material being brought in to create a ramp. It's phenomenal. Please bear with us. I mean, these are exceptional circumstances. I'm seeing people working flat out in all weather, in all conditions, doing their very best to get your journeys back to normal as soon as we can.
At Kent Online, you can see a video showing the extent of the damage.
Kent Online News.
A man's been charged after someone climbed onto the roof of Chatham Railway Station, causing delays for hundreds of Kent commuters. Passengers and staff had to be evacuated on Monday afternoon, and the trains were disrupted for hours. He'll appear in court charged with obstruction of the railway and criminal damage. A man's been arrested after a woman was punched in the face in Ramsgate. She was taken to hospital after it happened in King Street on Sunday night. A 26-year-old from the town has been questioned on suspicion of causing grievous bodily harm. A person's been treated for the effects of breathing in smoke following a kitchen fire in Hythe. Firefighters were called to Military Road after the blaze broke out in a microwave last night. They had to use a high-pressured fan to clear the property of smoke. Europe's largest conservation charity have been telling us what they'll be doing in Kent to mark their 125th anniversary. The National Trust looks after the countryside, coasts, castles and stately homes. Angela's been chatting to Richard Henderson, who's their Assistant Director of Operations for London and the South East.
We're doing Spring Song, which is a piece of work which is happening across all our properties in London and South East. Well, I say all, is at the vast majority, and that is actually something which is going to be taking place as part of the Dawn Chorus, which is in May, and we've got properties like Scotney getting involved in that, so Scotney Castle are getting involved in that activity. We've also got lots of work going on at places like the White Cliffs of Dover, of course, very iconic site where we're really working on our nature conservation site there. With our supporters, we were able to acquire an additional piece of coastline back in 2017, and this year we'll be really celebrating that by doing lots of additional conservation work there and really marking the opportunities we have to engage people in our work on that landscape.
That's brilliant. Yes, I do remember about the Dover thing. So with the Spring Song, is that sort of basically where people will go out and meet at the same time and when all the birds are singing? So
we've got basically on the 16th of May, we've got a series of opportunities for people to come and join our choirs at our properties. And they'll be running for a single day, but they will be little choirs which pop up, and people can join in with those. And it's just an opportunity to celebrate spring and the dawn chorus of birds. But actually, this is for people to get involved in activity. And again, it's just a nice little opportunity for people who haven't really got involved in our properties in that particular way before, for them to join in, call it a flash mob if you want to, but a sort of a choir and an opportunity to get involved in something on our place. Our places.
So we have, like you mentioned about Dover, we have some really fabulous sites, don't we, in this region?
Yes.
I know you can't pick a favourite, so I'm not going to ask you.
Thank goodness.
But apart from Dover, where else would you say is like just so lovely to be at and see?
So I think, we've got places like Sissinghurst, of course, which are another absolutely fantastic garden. I think, internationally renowned garden. And this year, for the first time, we've opened the garden in the winter. So people can actually see the garden all year round now. So not just at its kind of peak during the sort of June-July period, but actually all the way through the year. And Sissinghurst is one of those places which is just whatever time of year you go, the garden there always looks amazing and is just a spectacular place. Other iconic places like Chartwell, of course, Winston Churchill's home. That's a fantastic property, and we're doing a piece of work there to open up additional rooms this year, so people will be able to see rooms which have never been open to the public before. So we've got lots of exciting opportunities coming up.
The charity's also doing things like tree planting and river cleaning to encourage us to connect with the environment.
Kent Online reports.
Hundreds of volunteers have turned up to help plant trees in Thanet as part of a £1 million initiative. Dane Valley Park in Margate is the first of six sites that's been given more greenery as part of the project, which is aiming to reduce pollution and tackle climate change. It's thought the tree coverage in Thanet is the lowest in the country, at less than 4%. A new 24-hour gym has opened in Ashford. Snap Fitness are the first permanent tenant to open in one of the retail units at Elwick Place, which is also home to a cinema. The company currently has 67 gyms in the UK and has signed a 10-year lease. You can see pictures of what it looks like inside in our story online. Now, the community's come together to save a 500-year-old Kent pub from being turned into housing. Residents in Trosley near West Malling have managed to raise £350,000 to buy the Plough Inn. They're hoping it'll be ready to reopen at Easter. And at Kent Online, you can see the incredible moment two dolphins were rescued from mud in the River Thames near Gravesend. Lifeboat crews, firefighters and divers worked for around 2 hours to save the animals after they got stuck on Monday afternoon. They were then taken back to open water. That's it for now, but for more news throughout the day, you can head to kentonline.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online podcast.